cucumbers and melons, and I think this plant right here is called a sunberry. Here's my purple tomatillo. Tomatoes in the back. I got some garbanzo beans. We got a giant pumpkin growing. That's not a giant pumpkin, that's actually called pumpkin pie. It makes these smaller pumpkins. But it's a pumpkin. So these are all planted in containers. Everything here is containers. Next year I might build a bed in here and just do it out of a bed, but we're going to see how the containers do. If they do as good as they're doing right now, maybe I'll just keep it containers. Here's an apple tree. I don't know what kind of apple is. It might be Golden Delicious or Granny Smith or I don't know. But that's going to get planted in that big pot. This is the control center. Everything's solar. Well, everything runs off solar. I got my tank there. I got, I believe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 7 50-gallon drums, 55 or whatever they are. They're more like 60. As you can see, I don't know if you can see that because I can't see it. It says 50 right where that line is, and you probably got another 10 gallons above that. So they're like 60-gallon barrels, 65. I got a roughly around 350 or 450 gallons stored water at any one time. I pretty much just fill those barrels and leave them for now until I can figure out what I want to do. I used to use them to water my garden, but now that I got, I'll show you in a minute, a massive garden going out there, there's no way that 450 gallons of water will last long. It'll probably last maybe, oh, I don't know, 3 days of watering. I'm using roughly 50 to 100 gallons a day. Yeah, like 4 days it might last. That's it. And we don't really get a lot of rain out here. It just rained now, actually, but not very often. Let's see right here. That's called a Mexican miniature watermelon. Not sure if that's the right name or not, but we got all kinds of melons here. Cream, Cranshaw. Early silver melon right there. We got lemon cucumbers, yellow cucumbers. We got Armenian cucumbers, which are rather different looking than most cucumbers. I got the cecum cucumber. That's a brown. It's a brown cucumber. It's weird looking, but I'll get video footage of that once they come into ripeness. We got, like I said, we got all kinds of melons. We got, I think right there, if I'm not mistaken, right, several of them here. You'll see the speckles on the leaf and all that. Those are moon and stars. We got some melons coming out already. As far as pollinating goes, I'm hoping that the bugs that are in here does the pollinating, but I got a feeling there's not enough bees or bugs. I don't really see any bees this year. So I'm probably going to have to manually pollinate them myself. I do got a watering system in the back, but I don't use that. I'm doing everything by hand right now. So just the outside is on automatic watering right now. I pretty much use the automatic watering in here for when their plants are small, so I don't have to come out every day in the beginning of the season. We have a loofah sponge somewhere in here. I believe that's the loofah sponge. Right there, that guy, that leaf guy right there. Kind of just shooting off up in there. Those are true lemon cucumber. We're growing up right next to it. This is called a malacotin. What was that thing called? Casa banana. Malacotin casa banana, I believe. It's supposed to be like a cross between like a melon and a cucumber, and supposedly tastes like banana. So we'll see how that comes along. They're doing really well. They're growing really, really good. There's some tomatoes down there. Those were all donors from last year. I just got them in this tiny little one-quart pot. We'll see what it does. I don't really care. You know, they're extras. I'm not sure what this is. I got some free seeds that they gave me when I ordered all my seeds. So there was a package of seeds. Mostly poisonous seeds. I'm not supposed to eat them, but... here's my okra. I think that's what it is. I think that's an okra. But I'm not sure, so I'm not going to attempt to eat it or mess with it. But here's okra. That's red okra, by the way. All my lettuce is bolted. It's just way too hot. I mean, it's probably 120 in here right now as I'm doing this video. It's incredibly hot. This is Romancia broccoli, which is quite different than regular broccoli, though I do got regular broccoli going. And there's these are my basils. Growing. I got pearl peppers right there. I got celery growing. I got oregano. This is quite different. This one here, that's called strawberry spinach. Supposedly makes these berries that look like raspberries. I'm not 100% sure. Never grew it before, but it's like a cross between raspberry plant and a spinach plant. At least that's what it looks like. Excuse me while I make adjustments. There's catnip growing in here. I'm growing that for... Actually, that plant was supposed to be spearmint, and the people who sent me the seeds sent me catnip. They ripped me off, and I paid premium price for it because I wanted to make sure, 100% sure, I got spearmint instead of peppermint, because I got peppermint growing all over the place. I wanted to grow spearmint, and they sent me catnip. So I got ripped off. If you're going to order spearmint, you're really rolling dice. I went through like several seed companies to try to get spearmint. I got ripped off every time. That's not spearmint, that's catnip. Believe me, my cats will tell you it's catnip. Here's a bell pepper. A little behind the time. I should have got these guys planted early. There's all my tomatoes. This is my Cherokee purple in the back right there. You can see the massive stem on that thing. And there's my green zebra. There's a brown tomato. This long viney thing, this I believe is called a jelly melon. You make these little hand-sized melons. That got like spikes on them, but when you open them up, they're like full of this jelly. Really sweet jelly. What else we got here? We got all kinds of tomatoes in there. We got some black cream. I got spinach growing there, bolted up. I'm just going to leave it alone. I can't even get back there to get to it. This is a Paul Robinson tomato plant in the corner right there. That's supposedly an award-winning plant. I got San Marzanos growing right back here, I believe somewhere. That particular tomato plant right there is a Brandywine. My San Marzano is right here next to that pole. I'm going to make some good sauces out of that. And, you know, we got fennel, parsley, more melons. We got red floran onions. I'm not sure if that's... I just planted that. It was like a donor. I'm even growing fenugreek, which is this plant right here. That's fenugreek. That's a spice type thing. Here's my... what do you call that? Uh-oh. I don't know what that bug is right there. That could be a problem. See that thing right there? What the hell is that? I don't know, but it's going in the water. Watch my chicken eat it. Come on. Oh, he's scared. I don't know what that thing is, but it's going into the chicken's mouth. Swim's pretty good. It's probably something that's going to destroy my garden. So, we'll put a stop to him. This is my cilantro. It bolted. But Some people say just cut it back and then it'll start to grow again. What else we got here? There's one of those poison African melons. They were free seed, so I'm growing them. This in the back, this thing right here, that's called asparagus pea. First time I'm ever growing it. I don't even know what it produces. I just bought it for the novelty, but it's edible. This big thing right here, that's a red onion that was a, it wintered over from last year, so I rooted it and I just planted it. It started growing and here it is. It's growing up and bolted. It's got ready for seeds. And I'll harvest those onions at the end of the year. There's three in that pot, so I don't think they're going to be very big. I got lentil growing. What else I got here? I got a collard. I think that's collard. I'm not sure. I didn't label some of them. And up here, we got early silvers. We got leeks. We got garlic growing. More catnip that my cats attacked. More spearmint catnip, same garbage. That's a eggplant. A little late this year for my eggplants. Those are habaneros, peppers that are they're coming up really slow, but they're going. They're starting to get there. I got bell peppers in the back. This is a golden midget melon. We're gonna grow that right up that trellis, right over to the overhead wiring that I built above it. So this whole greenhouse is gonna be completely filled with vines. Echinacea, blue hyssop. We got some lavender. I got to get them planted. I'm not sure what that is. This is sesame seed. There's white alpine strawberries right there. White soul strawberries somewhere in there. Got a couple more poison melons. More Florence fennel. What else we got here? This is black creme. Brandy wine, and this tomato right here is the speckled Romanian plum tomato, and this is just a whole cluster of melon vines that are growing in this pot. I can't even pronounce them in the name. Swan Lake, Old Gray, and in the back over here, if you could see that, I can't really see it. In the back right there, those are my five color Swiss chard. Supposed to be five different colors. This is my dinosaur plant. Got some of that water out of there. I don't know what the real name of that thing is, but it's a dinosaur plant. What else we got going here? And then out here, that's my pond. I'm still building it. Got my hands full here. These are my kiwi vines. I got two blueberry bushes on both sides. There's a whole crop of pumpkins, tomatoes, pumpkins, melons, all kinds of stuff in there. And that's my my garden, which is not doing really that good this year. It's doing all right. And then I got cages around the outside of the garden. You can probably see it. A couple rows of cages on the other side of that fence. And now it's got melons and pumpkins in it. And there's some corn in the cages on the other side. You have to cage everything in around here or else these evil little chickens. Look at them. We ain't coming for a handout. Huh? What are you looking for? That bird. Yeah, they're all. Yeah, all my birds are all out eating, packing the bugs clean. They're eating everything. They're doing a good job too. They keep the lawn down actually. But that's my pond. Just got some fish in there the other day. The sky is beautiful up there. I built this makeshift trellis out of just some old lattice and wood that I had laying around from an old deck I ripped down. So basically, the pond has a pump in it that pumps the water out through this filter, and then that gets pumped into this barrel, which I can isolate from the other 7 barrels and just have this barrel, you know, fill up and raise down and do whatever it's going to do, and dump back out into the pond. If I was to leave all 5 barrels open, there's a good chance I'd be overflowing the pond all the time and wasting water. So I can isolate that one barrel and do everything I need to do, and just pretty much, conserve this water in here for when I need to drain the pond or change water in the pond. This is all filled with fresh water. Actually, these have all been emptied and then refilled again with pond water, so it's kind of old water in there. But that's okay. I'm going to end up draining it into the pond and changing the water. That's how I change the water in the pond from time to time. Just let this 350 or 400 gallons drain through here and let it, I got an overflow pipe in there to drain it down. And, just get some of that water out and get some new fresh water into it. I don't have any charcoal in the filters yet, but I do plan to get charcoal in there. What else we got here? That clear pipe is just a, I use that clear tubing as a gauge to kind of how full the tanks are. What else we got going? There's a shot of, all the trellising I got and all the wire. All the vines are going to grow up into that. Look, we got a visitor here. We got trouble. Yeah, they could be bad in here. They like to go in and start looking for the catnip, which I probably not a good idea to grow it in here. I didn't realize that they were going to find it that quick and start ripping into it, but yeah, they can get pretty bad. Especially him, he's a horny guy, so he's always, that's a female and he's a male, so he's always chasing her all over the place. But they smell that catnip out and they go wherever that catnip is, so probably going to have to get the catnip out of here, plant it in the yard, I guess. But just once I plant it, they're going to rip it to pieces, so. Anyway, trying to think if there's anything else in here. I got some bonsais in ground here. And you see that little maple right here? That's really going to become a bonsai. These bonsais I started from seed. And eventually I'll start to, once I let them grow in a little bit more, then I'll start throwing them and stuff. But they got a few years to go. All right. Wait.